Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Thank you for taking time out. Hope you all had a wonderful holiday and, you know, were able to give thanks for all of the blessings, great and small, the people that you were able to celebrate with, the food that you were able to eat, for those that were less fortunate, the gift of life. And, we need to look out for those that were less fortunate, are less fortunate, and keep them not only in prayer, but in thought and in our budgets this time. You know, we did choose a cause last week. The giving continues because today is Giving Tuesday, and we're going to have one of our guests on at noon. But in the meantime, I'm going to put the number out there because I know I've been getting emails about Giving Tuesday, and some of you all are involved in charitable work that could use some support. So the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944, and we ask you to, just take some time out to consider those. If you didn't spend all of your Cyber Monday and Black Friday and Small Business Saturday money, there's still people out there that could use that. So just remember that. So what I want to do, because like I said, I don't have my first guest on until noon at this time, but I do want you to call in if you have a charity in mind that could really use our audience's support, because we want to make sure that everybody that needs is able to get a little something. So anyway, one of the charities that I got an email from that I think they've had on a show a while back is called the Kids in Need Foundation. And it says about us: by partnering with teachers and students in under-resourced schools, we provide the support needed for teachers to teach and learners to learn. What I'm going to do is post some of these as we get it. It says your donations fund these programs designed to equip teachers, schools, and students with the resources they need to succeed. And on their website, they have supply a teacher, supply a student, a second responder, and national network of resource centers. Supply a teacher says provides underserved teachers with a semester's worth of essential school supplies for their class of students. Fund a teacher's school or entire school district with critically needed items. Supply a student provides a backpack fitted with school supplies to a student in need. While individuals can provide support for students, this program empowers groups and companies to come together to host backpack builds, fundraise to adopt a school in need, or provide company match programs. Their second responder program provides supplies to teachers and students affected by natural disasters. And it works with local authorities, schools, and sponsors to help students return to their routines with the tools they need to continue their education. And then their national network of resource centers connects 42 partners across the country to help distribute much-needed school supplies to schools with high percentages of students enrolled in the National School Lunch Program. So that's the Kids in Need Foundation. So like I said, I am going to put the link up on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. If you're familiar with the organization and its work, we also ask you to call in and let us know what you know about it and how you support it. But anyway, our number here is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. Thank you for listening this morning. Also, let's see, there's some others. United Negro College Fund. You know, that's always a big one. That's one that's near and dear to my heart as well. And I'm going to try to pull up their website. But I got an email from them as well, always willing to help them out. But you know, most of you all know their motto, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And then they said, this year the COVID-19 pandemic is hitting the HBCU community and students very hard this year. So they asked me to copy and paste their message on social media. They said a small gift of just $10 can help student get back to college in the spring. Make sure this Giving Tuesday counts. Students you help today will be tomorrow's doctors, nurses, teachers, or technologists, and the frontline pandemic fighters we need who can save us all. So send our students to college. It says, remember your college days. Yours aren't necessarily as stressful as what students are facing thanks to COVID-19. Please give what you can and support those teachers for us all. And so there's a way to donate. And like I said, I will be posting that on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. So helping young people to go and graduate from college has been UNCF's number one priority since 1944. So just remember them, like I said, in your budgets, please, and that will be posted too. Let me also go and, because like I said, I don't know about you guys, but I got quite a few of the Giving Tuesday emails, and you know, I know the nonprofits and the charities are being hit quite hard. There's another one called OpenTheBooks.com. And that's another one. Let me see. There was another one that I saw. And I've got so many tabs open. My husband gets after me all the time that I can't find anything. But it's called the Negro Spiritual Scholarship Foundation. And I was working with Father Rudy Clear when he was working with the Diocese of Orlando and some others to form this nonprofit, and they have the Grady Rahm Project. And what it is that it is a foundation where they try to preserve the heritage and tradition of the Negro spiritual. You know, and we know a lot of people out there, they're like, well, you know, this gospel music, and it's like, no, there's a difference between Negro spirituals and gospel music. And so what this foundation serves to do is to preserve that heritage. But not only that, it serves to educate and enlighten people about the genre of Negro spirituals and allow students to compete by learning some of these spirituals and singing in a competition to win scholarship money. So, and they do other things as well, but you know, there have been some bright talented students that have emerged from this contest to go on to do some things, and they've actually brought in talent on a national scale to come in to support these competitions. Denise Graves is one of them that I can recall coming in. So I will be posting that as well. So anything you can give to some of these organizations would be greatly appreciated. The number is 516-387-1944. And if, like I said, if you know of a nonprofit that is in need right now, like I said, the number is 516-387-1944. A couple that I wanted to get on last week that I wasn't able to get on for Choose a Cause. Like I said, there's so many that I'm actually glad that we do Choose a Cause, because you can't get everybody on that needs to be on. And you, the other thing that you have to remember about these nonprofits is that a lot of them are run by people who have day jobs. So, you know, when you ask someone to come on the show to talk about what, you know, their passion is, their cause is, you know, a lot of times you can't get them on the show to do their pitches because they're still working. They're kind of just trying to do the day-to-day stuff to put food on the table. So when we don't get guests on, a lot of times it's not because they don't want to be on. A lot of times it's they just can't be on because they have to still, you know, do their bread and butter. So, you know, we want to try to help because, you know, they're taking their spare time. Plus, some of them losing sleep at night. Some of them, you know, just having to cut into any type of spare time because these causes are just that important. So we want to do what we can to help them out. One of the other ones, and we've had them on before, is Lanes. Lanes is a charity, and I'm going to try to have her back on after the beginning of the year. And let me see, like I said, if I can pull them up, because a lot of times I have so much on here. Let's see. Here we go. Everyday Hero Woman Lisa Williams is a person in charge of Lanes, empowered to make the change. And what was happening, you got to remember COVID impacted a lot of these cases. What was happening is that Lanes was meeting with these teenage girls like once a week on a regular basis and had expanded to three locations, one in Apopka, one in Pine Hills, and then one in another part of Orlando. Lisa Williams created Lanes about 15 years ago to kind of empower girls focusing on self-love, confidence, and service projects. And she wanted these young girls to gain critical leadership skills and self-confidence. That's why Lanes was created. And I think they're still doing the program virtually. And so I will be posting that too. It is unfortunate because that they're not meeting on a regular basis in person because I think it's very important that young women get to lay eyes on women of accomplishment, women of esteem, to see what can be done. A lot of times, a lot of girls don't get exposed to people that have made certain accomplishments in their lives, and so they don't have anybody that they can aspire to be or to be like. So, you know, I'm hoping that once we're able to get the vaccine in place and everything, that these young women and these experienced women can come back together and be able to create bonds and to be able to, these young girls can be able to be the type of women that also reach back and help other young women like themselves. So, anyway, like I said, if you have a particular charity or nonprofit that you wish to promote, please call us today. We'll be happy to hear about it and see how we can help. The number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. We're going to take a quick break. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Annetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107, every Sunday on Never Had It So Good 101.1.
It's the sweetest name.
Good morning. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. It is Giving Tuesday, not just on G's Power Hour, but around the country. And there are a lot of organizations out there that could use your help. So like I said, if you didn't spend all of your Cyber Monday dollars and everything, we would love to for you to consider making a contribution to a lot of these organizations. Keep in mind, we featured some organizations on last week during our Choose the Cause campaign, which we try to do every year before the Thanksgiving holiday, because we want you to put these organizations, these causes, in your mind when you're planning your budget of time, talent, and treasure for Thanksgiving holidays and beyond that. So. Anyway, and then I do want to just go back and thank a lot of these organizations that came on last week. Lighthouse was one of them. Habitat, you guys know that's one of my favorites, as well as Fleet Farming that came on last week. All of them, and Everyday Moms Foundation that Paul Z. Shelton mentioned. And then some that we've had on earlier, like the Tilo Golf Foundation to help young kids. That we've had that on earlier, so we want to make sure that, like I said, a lot of times if you have some spare time and you're doing something, you want something to listen to, you can go back and pull up a link from the G's Power Hour the links on Blog Talk Radio, and they'll have that too. So if you have a link, save the link, change the date, you can always pull up something. AARP also has a campaign for Giving Tuesday, and it says in honor of Giving Tuesday, they want you to make a tax-deductible donation to support vulnerable seniors in Florida and across the country. So I have to give credit to AARP. They are very well organized. They actually use a lot of seniors to help other seniors in various causes. Some of you might know, and others may not, that they actually do help with doing taxes at no charge in the year. And we know that tax season is coming up right around the corner. But they do taxes. They do a lot of lobbying for senior causes as well. I will be posting their information on the G's Power Hour Facebook page as well. But they're also a good resource if you don't know a lot of information. If you're 55, I think you may be able to go on before 55. I know if you're 55, become an AARP member, it really isn't that costly. I think when the first time I joined, I got a 5-year deal for $19 for the membership. And I am on AARP every day because they have what they call AARP rewards. And there's various ways you can get these rewards through AARP and use them. And I've got all types of gift cards by doing, let's say, quizzes. Now, they don't take that long, and they have quizzes and videos through the AARP rewards that you can learn a lot. I've learned a lot through some of the quizzes. They have quizzes about taxes. They have quizzes about senior care, other types of things, quizzes and videos. And then you can watch a certain amount of quizzes and videos every day to get points. These points add up, where you can either use them to purchase gift cards or certain things, or you can either win gift cards on certain things. And I've gotten gift cards
from ARP for Uno's, Pizzeria, Michael's Bookstore. I think I got one for Jiffy Lube, different other things. So, you know, just by joining, not necessarily making the additional donation, but just by joining, it opens up a world of things. All these senior discounts that you can get to restaurants and hotels and other things, the membership is, they still need donations for the other work that they do. So, you know, make sure, like I said, I'm going to post on here. They have a Giving Tuesday, let's see, a stoneware mug with your first monthly gift. So they have like a monthly gift that's small. You can do a minimum of $5 as a gift, as a one-time gift if you want, and then the monthly gift is where you get this nice ceramic stoneware mug. So, like I said, become a big fan of AARP, and anything that you can do for them turns around and benefits in the long run a lot of people. Very good information on Medicare through AARP, budgeting through AARP, even trying to help seniors who are looking for work. You know, if you're looking for a second job or you're retired and you're looking just like for another income resource, you can find a lot of information on AARP. So, like I said, big fan of theirs. Speaking of seniors, just want to also recognize Seniors First. That's another local organization that helps seniors that I've been involved, well, not been involved with, but I support because they supported my folks when my folks were alive. I mean, I was living away for a little bit and came back one day, and the house was painted totally different color. And they're like, yeah, I think I was in college at the time or something. They were like, yeah, you know, Seniors First came out here, you know, they let us pick the color. They painted the house, volunteered. They didn't have to pay for it. They even repainted the iron lawn chairs, patio chairs for them. And it didn't cost them anything. And so I've always been appreciative of the work they have done because of what they did for my parents. So you all also know Meals on Wheels is one of those charities, too, that always can use a hand. And I also don't want to forget to mention Second Harvest Food Bank. And we've had them on this year, and they talked about how things had changed because of COVID, not being able to use as many of the volunteers, not only because of COVID specifically itself, but because of the fact that most of their volunteers are older. And that's one of the things that we really, really have to work on, is trying to get our young people to understand the importance of volunteerism and get them involved in terms of giving back to the community. I don't think a lot of the young people realize a lot of the stuff that the older people do in order to support them. If it's not in a direct manner, it's something that they've done in the community to really help. So one of the things that we really have to work on, and one of the things I was glad to see they used to do in the schools, is to have community service hours, you know, and you don't necessarily want it to be forced, but at the same time, I think once people start volunteering, whether they're young or old, there's a certain satisfaction in terms of giving. You actually, in a lot of cases, get back more than you give in a lot of cases because of the appreciation of the people that you're helping. So, but we've got to get our young people used to being volunteers in their schools, in their communities, in their churches and everything. And even though, let's say, you can't do a lot of FaceTime with a lot of people, there are a lot of seniors out there right now, or people who are disabled that need stuff like just having their lawn mowed, just having their sidewalk swept or their driveway swept, you know, maybe having something cleaned, like maybe pressure washing a sidewalk or something like that, cleaning cobwebs out of corners, just different little things that our young people can do to try to just help. Because if you help a person in your neighborhood that can't help themselves, it makes the whole neighborhood look better. So that's you know, I want to put that out there because, a lot of the organizations that I told you about, they're asking for money. They're asking for volunteers. You know, we need to also look in our own neighborhoods and see what can be done in our own neighborhoods and how everybody can help and still maintain a safe social distance from each other. We've passed by and there have been instances where somebody's mailbox has fallen down or, someone vandalized it or whatever. Maybe just take the time. I mean, that's not even close to someone's house. If it's out on the curb, maybe just take the time to, replace that mailbox or, put it back up, so that the people that use the mailbox can access it. And not just the people that live there, but also the male men and women who pass by in the trucks, it helps them as well. So maybe just help somebody paint the mailbox, clean the mailbox, whatever, get the cobwebs out. But just do something to help a neighbor right now on this Giving Tuesday. That would be great. The number is 516-387-1944 if you have someone that is in need of help or if you want to offer some services. We could also use a lot of services offer right now. Like I said, tax time is coming up. If you are qualified and you want to volunteer to help somebody prepare for tax season, this is the time to make that offer. If you want to volunteer to do some, to maybe provide some free legal advice in your licensed, okay, we can't stress that enough. The professionals, we need you to be licensed, so that you don't get in trouble and you don't get other people in trouble. We need to be able to hold each other accountable. So if you're a licensed attorney and you want to offer some sort of services or you want to offer a discount on some services, maybe you can't offer pro bono, call in and let us know what you have to offer. This is a good time to do that. If you're a healthcare professional and people are looking for work at this time. If you're a healthcare professional, you want to offer services, maybe some sort of, I don't know if they're still doing in-home healthcare and how they're managing that, but if you're licensed and qualified to do that, if you are licensed and qualified to maybe do someone's hair, especially an older person that can't necessarily come out of their home, you all have to establish the guidelines in terms of what's safe. But take the time to offer someone, if you were able to, maybe if someone can't, wash clothes or whatever, or take clothes to dry cleaners, maybe you're able to help someone with their laundry, wash clothes, fold clothes, take them to the laundromat or take them to the dry cleaners, pick them up, drop them off. Those are the type of things that you can do for Giving Tuesday if you don't have money to give. Grocery stores, there are a lot of delivery services out there right now, but maybe, there's someone that doesn't feel comfortable with one of those services, but this is someone that that trusts you. Maybe you can offer to pick up and drop off groceries at a safe distance, Giving Tuesday. We are going to take a quick break. The number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. And when we come back, we're going to talk to someone that's doing some giving here in Central Florida and that could use your help. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar. Or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Hi, I'm Tim Garris. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been two decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the Arklatex. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on KHAM Radio.
Are you chillin'?
Hi, welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Trying to get my caller to call in, and should have her on in just a second. We're going to talk about Victoria Haven. Oops, sorry. We're going to talk about Victoria Haven. And she is running a nonprofit for young girls in Central Florida. And she's trying to call in, but she may be calling in on the wrong line, but we're going to try to get her on. Like I said, if you have a nonprofit that you want to bring to our attention, the number is 516-387-1944. That's 516-387-1944. In the meantime, so we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to try to get her on the correct line. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had So Good Entertainment. The following number is 516-387-1944. And we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Garris, and I think I found a way to help you understand what is chill out jazz.
Some of y'all may be confused because of the style we choose. We make jazz and R&B. We don't categorize. We just make what sound good, baby.
Is it jazz?
It is what it is.
Is it R&B?
Tune in every Wednesday night at 10 on KHAM Radio.
Hi, welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Pastor Victoria, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you today?
Hi there. Good morning. Good afternoon, rather. How are you today?
I am blessed. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you so much. So tell us about Victoria's Haven. Tell us who you are and what this is about.
Thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to just say how grateful I am for people just like you. I'm so grateful because it gives us a platform to be able to tell not only the stories of others, but how God is able to change lives, and that's what I do every day. I network with many, many organizations, and because today we're in such a scripted time. We're in turbulent times, and turbulent times require unwavering faith. So that's what I do every day. God puts his super on my natural, and I get to do supernatural things to help into changing lives of young ladies and men. Victoria's Haven is a house that I opened, walked out on faith. Didn't have a whole lot of money, but I had a whole lot of faith and a big heart because I remember what God had done for me after spending 13 years as a crack addict, as an active sin bearer, is who I was in the city of Leesburg, where I live even to this day. And so because of that, because of what I know he was able to do for me, I said, if God, if you can change me, if you can save me, then I'll do whatever I can to save anybody else you bring my way. And that's what I've been doing for now 30 plus years. And so I just thank God every day Victoria's Haven is a house that is designed to be the house of God or the house of prayer. Not a church, but it is the house of God. And where we do there is we every day wake up, believe God for that day, that time, and walk it out. That's what we do. I teach everything from how to make up your prayers. And that's what we do. We just live life. I come beside them, and I just go through everything that they go through as far as changing their lives, and that's what we do. And because it is a nonprofit, and I'm a 501c3, I'm able to allow them to stay as long as necessary, as long as need be, so that life-changing process can happen. Because we didn't mess our lives up overnight, so we can't change it overnight. And I'm just so grateful that God would use somebody like me. And who better to do what I do but me, because I've been where they've been. I've done some of the things they've done, and I know what it takes to walk it out every day and live a life. And there is a life after drugs, alcohol, and life issues.
So, I mean, what moved you to say, okay, I need to be, you know, here at this moment, at this particular point in time for these people? And what do you expect of them?
Okay, all I ask is that you just be honest. And being honest means that your story is what you're going to make to God's glory. You're gonna take your story, and we're going to build from it, whatever it is. And you don't have to go through all the nasty, gory places, times, things, but you just have to know that you can't do things by yourself. And so what I expect is for them to make their mistakes at Victoria's Haven, because inside that house, we can fix it. We can work on it. We've got time. But once you go outside and you're out there back in the world, then we lose too much. We lose our lives. We lose our children. We lose our families. We lose connections. And so those things cost us too much.
So now, how do you decide who gets to enter Victoria's Haven?
Well, there is,
and what's your capacity?
Okay,
I'm sorry,
there is a process. We have an interview process, and what I do, most times I do a telephone interview, and from the telephone interview, I do a one-on-one interview with the client. A lot of my clients come from places of behavioral centers like LifeStream and other behavior centers, and what we do is we interview them to see if this is really what you want, because there's two types of people who need help and people who want help. You can't help a person just because they need it. They've got to want it. Because if they want it, desperation will override their pride, and they'll allow you to help them. The capacity of Victoria's Haven is, I have four bedrooms. Three of them are occupied by ladies, so I get the six clients at a time.
Okay. And so, now, when did you start?
Okay. I was the first African-American director in the history of the church that I belonged. 155 years this church has been in existence for 12 years. I walked out in faith in 2016 and opened Victoria's Haven. So I've been in Victoria's Haven since 2016.
Okay. All right. And now, are you staffed by, is it just you, or do you have volunteers or a staff that you work with?
Volunteers.
Okay.
Everything is done on a volunteer basis. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. And now, are your volunteers screened? Do you screen your volunteers?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. So, and now I know things have probably changed a lot for you since the pandemic. Can you talk a little bit about how that has impacted what you do?
Yes, and you're absolutely right. Good question, because for the most part, I deal with ladies that absolutely find it necessary to have a physical touch, somebody to hug them, somebody to say, I love you and I believe in you and it's going to be all right. Because for the most part, the first thing we lose is our worth. And that's the hardest thing in the world for a person to regain is their worth. And so because of that, the pandemic has caused the distance. And so, but for some of them, it puts them in a strain because that means that I still can't be with anybody. I'm going to have to, is it okay if I either put you on hold or?
Well, we can take a quick break and come back if that's okay with you.
Thank you.
Is that all right?
Yes,
sir. Okay. Well, with Pastor Victoria Johnson, this is G's Power Hour on Never Had So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Gretchen, she dropped.
Okay, all right. So we're going to hopefully have Pastor Victoria back on in a few minutes. So the number, by the way, like I said, if you have a charity or a cause that you need some assistance with, the number is 516-387-1944, because we want to try to make sure that everybody who can give is able to give to those that are in need on this Giving Tuesday. So just let us know, and then also, like I said, this won't be the last time that we'll do something, because there's a lot of organizations out there in need. So the number again is 516-387-1944. And so we're hoping that we get Pastor Victoria back on. She is running today. She had I don't know if it was a fundraiser or something at 11, and then had to and came on, made time to come on for us at noon here on G's Power Hour. By the way, we're going to do several shows trying to get a game plan in place for you for 2021. So whether it's your health or if it's your wealth or lack thereof or wanting to have some, we're going to work on trying to get a game plan in place in different areas of your life, of our lives, so that you're ready for the year as much as possible. I mean, I know people probably made plans for 2020. You know, I think a lot of people were excited about 2020, and then we all got caught off guard. And I think no matter how much someone planned for 2020, I don't think anyone was prepared for what the outcome was going to be. And, unfortunately, we're carrying a lot of this into 2021, but hopefully. And I was just thinking, it seems like we have something every 20 years or so. I don't know. Almost 20 years ago, we got caught with 9/11. And I was trying to think if there was anything in 1980. I may not have been paying attention. In the 60s, it was the civil rights movement. But we seem to have something that happens probably every 20 years or so, if not more, fewer, that kind of wakes us up, that kind of we get a kind of a reset and have to look at our lives and life in general in a different perspective. So I think the pandemic was that for us this year, to kind of put things in perspective in terms of what is important in life. So hopefully we don't have to keep having something to happen every 20 years or so. But, we need to take the positive that we can, the lessons learned out of it, and try to make what lies ahead better and not necessarily fall back into old bad habits. It's easy to get complacent. You know, it's easy to, want to go back to what we consider our comfort zone. But sometimes we need to be shaken up. We need to find something new. We need to find a better way for our lives to be. And sometimes these, I guess you could say, setbacks or things that unsettle us, shake us up to make us prepare for or do something different or prepare for something different and better. So hopefully 2021, we will take the lessons from 2020 and previous years and make 2021 better, do better, be better, live better. I'm going to do what I can on G's Power Hour to try to help out. So Friday, we got, usually have Paul Z. Shelton, the job reports come out and everything like that. But hopefully we're going to talk a little bit about making your financial situation a little bit better for 2021. I'm trying to get Chad Brown, our career counselor, back on to maybe talk about career adjustments that you might want to make, because a lot of people are having to take a different view, use their talents in a different way to do something different in 2021. I was talking to my husband earlier. God gave in his Giving Tuesday, gave me my husband a day off today, so doing a little bit hanging out with him. But I was just talking to my husband today about the people that, you know, he used to mention on a regular basis that he, you know, worked with that aren't going to be back in 2021. And not just on a temporary basis, but permanently won't be back, which is sad and unfortunate. They are having to find different career paths. So, you know, we're going to try to have a career counselor, Chad Brown, to come back on to talk about that. We're going to talk about maybe some decluttering also and some other things, some health things. We're going to have Dr. Trelawna Triplett back on to maybe talk about some health stuff and hopefully some other folks, because we want to make sure that you're locked and loaded, as they would say, for 2021. So we're going to take our break. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. Call in numbers 516-387-1944, and we will be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs, owner and funeral director at Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community with two generations of family funeral service. With the recent addition of my son Brandon, we are here to take care of the needs of Central and West Orlando. From simple cremation to a full burial, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here to help you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Hi, welcome back to G's Power Hour. I've never had so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Pastor Victoria, are you back with us? Oh, I thought I heard some background noise. So
I am back. I'm back with you.
Oh, great, 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 great. Okay, so we've got a few minutes left. Tell us, how can the community support what you do? What type of help do you need?
Okay, first off, the ladies that come to me are indigent. I get ladies from off the street, out of the woods, literally, out of the woods. The best way to help us, of course, is to pray for us. If you're a faith believer, then I welcome your prayers. But to be tangible, they need everything. They live in a home that has a mortgage for $4,000 a month, and they have food and clothing and personal items that they need every day. And so, I mean, anything. And people say, well, can you use pencils and papers? Absolutely. That's all they do is class. We do class, we do church, we do devotion. That's what we do, because I'm a faith believer and I know what changed me. And I know I came online telling you that I myself have been where they are. I spent 13 years as an active Christian in this city, city that I live in. And that's why people say, well, how can you stay here? Aren't you supposed to change people, places, and things? I did. I did change people, places, and things. Because what happens to an addict is when they've been in confinement, a controlled environment, once they leave, they go right back to what they're familiar with. So you got to change more than just the area or the geographic. You got to change what's in the mind and the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do. And so it's everything that would make life for a person, that's what we need.
Okay. So you need food donations, you need financial donations, you need clothing donations.
Yes.
Let me ask you this, and you need donations of talent to kind of, I guess, train some of these people to get back on their feet. But let me ask you this. You say, you know, you basically have opened it and people can stay, I guess, as long as they want. Is there a process for them, though, to transition out to stand on their own two feet?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And this is what we work toward. And I'm profiling this as we're doing program to transition to reentry. And these are the steps. And you got to show me that you work in your program and you're working toward transition, because transition means that now we're gonna take what you got in your head and your heart and we're gonna walk it out. We're gonna live it out. And then that moves them into reentry. And reentry is when you go out into society and you become what God has already planned us to do. He's already planned us to be the woman that he called us to be. So now you're going out and you're going back home to your children and your families and whatever it is, but you're not going back to a lifestyle that you came from, because that's not what you want to do anymore.
Tell me about, I guess you could say, and you don't have to give names, but a success story that has come out of Victoria's Haven.
Ma'am, I actually have a success story sitting in my room with me today, because she actually works for me and she's a part of Victoria's Haven. Can I let her speak to you right quick?
Yes.
Okay. Amanda, tell them about your story.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, very good. How are you?
All right. Tell me about your experience with Victoria's Haven and how it has helped you. We have a few minutes.
Yes, ma'am. To be honest, has helped me actually live again instead of just existing. It's going to make me cry.
That's okay.
That's
okay. Tears of cleansing. Go ahead.
I was an intravenous heroin addict for many years. I have two boys, one that's 15, one that's 8. I hadn't seen my kids in over 4 years. Now I can say, after being in this program, I've been sober for over 9 months. I've been reacquainted with my family, and I just got to spend last week with my youngest son.
Wow.
So to just say that my life has been totally blessed and turned around is an understatement. Sometimes I'm really at a loss for words, and it makes me cry how far or how much better my life has gotten just living right and getting right with God, the peace inside.
That's so good. That is so good. So what are your plans now that you've gotten this far? And I know, it's like one step at a time for sure, but what do you hope to accomplish?
The next step I'm doing is I'm still in the transitional period. So the
mm-hmm.
next step is graduating from transition and then the reentry to go back home with my children.
Okay. That is so great. That's so good. Well, thank you for sharing your story, and God bless you on your journey. You've got support, whether you can see it or not. I know that's kind of hard. Sometimes you look out there and you don't see it, but you know that you've got the support of, family, friends, and community out there and support of the Lord. So thank you for sharing, and God bless you. And please stay strong.
Thank you very much. Bless you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing Amanda to speak to you, because she's come so far. I'm so proud of, what God is doing in her life, and it's only because she's allowing it. She
yes.
can absolutely
yes.
sabotage this, because many have. And this
yeah.
is where we come to. This is why we walk beside them. I walk beside them in order to be a guidance. But it's all the hard work, they're doing it themselves.
Yeah, yeah. And that is one thing that is kind of hard. Sometimes you try to help people and you don't see any results and everything. But a lot of times, person isn't ready yet. And the person has to be ready. And it sounds like she was ready. It was just time.
Yes, ma'am, and that's very important, and you're absolutely right. And this is why I tell people that I don't pour my oil into them, because that means that they're running off for Pastor Victoria. I unlocked them so they can create their own oil, and that's where they have to get. So what's dripping from them? It's not Pastor Victoria. It's them and the relationship that they built with the living God, and that's what's gonna carry them through life.
So, Pastor Victoria, our audience needs to know how they can reach out, how can they can contact you or Victoria's Haven, any contact information, any social media, any websites. Go ahead and give us that information, please.
Okay, thank you. Yes, our physical address for Victoria's Haven, or the mailing address for Victoria's Haven, is 1606 Stafford Road, and we're in Leesburg, Florida. 34748. And then there's the Facebook is Victoria's Haven, and the website is Victoria's Haven at inbartmail.com.
Okay.
And our phone number is open. It's 352-223-6693.
Okay.
And they're still answering that phone 24 hours a day.
Okay. Well, Pastor Victoria, thank you. I know you are a busy woman, but I thank you for taking the time today, and I God bless you for the work that you do. And we want to check back in with you, hopefully, around this time next year. You'll have some other success stories for us, and also some other help that has poured in for you by this time next year. So, thanks for taking the time. Really appreciate it.
God bless you, and thank you for having me. You have a blessed day, and if I don't speak to you again, have a Merry Christmas.
And you have a Merry Christmas, too. And by the way, we want to thank Chef Z. We have her on every month, and Chef Z was the one that told me about you, and so we want to thank Chef Z for recommending you and for the amazing work that she does as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. I've just been a part of a virtual team that she has every year, and I'm just so humbled and blessed by this woman of God. And, yes, I appreciate everything she does and the networking that we can do together to help those in need.
Amen to that. Well, thank you. God bless, and have a wonderful day. Take care.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Merry
Christmas.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And thank you all for listening. We got work to do tomorrow, so all day tomorrow. So I'll be back with you live on Thursday. Thank you for listening. This has been G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Be well, be safe, be blessed, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.